Important tips on changing the water heater in your RV. Changing your water radiator in your RV or camper can be a generally simple undertaking. Having the capacity to do this without anyone else's help will spare you time and cash and give you a sentiment of pride that you have finished something imperative to your RV all alone. There will be no need of taking your RV, entertainment vehicle, into a repair office, and you will spare $200 or $300 on labor. You will likewise pick up another point of view on your RV's electrical and water framework on the off chance that you ought to have an issue sooner rather than later. The main errand is to ensure that you have disengaged all energy to your RV testing gear. When you have disengaged the power supply to the RV unit, you can start to ensure your water lines and water warmer have been depleted from all past water. You can do this by taking your flexible torque and finding the deplete valve situated outside behind your water warmer entryway. On the off chance that you have accessible, some tool shops will offer a deplete plug torque that will make evacuation much less demanding. In the wake of depleting the radiator, the following undertaking will be to discover the get-to-board inside your RV to access the back of the warmer. The get-to-board will be straightforwardly behind the outside entryway when confronting the warmer from outside. This board is normally a thin bit of plywood covering a get-to-opening that permits you to perform support to your field welding. Here and there the area will be underneath a cupboard situated in your kitchen region. You will require your bore and conceivably your square go to evacuate the four screws holding the board entryway. Once expelling this board, you will see the two water lines interfacing with the back of the warmer. These lines are typically certain white lines speaking to your delta line and active high temp water line and separator packages. In the event that you have a programmed start model or electric warming component, these wires are additionally noticeable behind the get to board. You should ensure your gas has been killed to the warmer. This is essential element with the goal that you can expel the gas line securely. You can do this by evacuating your LP tank cover on the front of your RV, or on the off chance that it is a RV, you will have a get to board to your LP tanks under the mentor from outside. Turn your valve counterclockwise and this will guarantee that your gas is off. You can deplete your gas line by turning your stove on and lighting the pilot until all gas has seeped out of the lines and your fire is out. In the wake of doing this basic procedure, you can now start to take your customizable torque and expel the gas line valve associated with the radiator. This line heaters are situated in the front of the radiator and is generally 3/4 measure. When you have expelled the line, you should pull the line move in an opposite direction from the radiator by getting to this from inside the get to board. It is critical trying to not wrinkle or twist the line in at any rate. After this procedure, give your RV satisfactory time to permit any gas that has collected to gradually disperse away. Before embedding the new radiator, you should clean the old sealant tape from the outside divider and supplant with new tape. Supplant the new tape in an indistinguishable place from the old. You can take your blade scrubber and delicately peel the tape away. This will take into account a clean and release-free establishment. Additionally, ensure that the floor of the warmer gap is clear and clean of any flotsam and jetsam and water abandoned. When supplanting the new unit, you will have a superior establishment if there is no flotsam and jetsam in the way. You can now introduce your new warmer by rehashing these means backward. For more information, click here, http://dynacorp.ca.